Iran ready to host meeting of foreign ministers of Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Iran to help resolve Syrian crisis. Iran calls for holding a meeting of United Nations General Assembly on disarmament. Two police officers and a passerby are injured in a shooting outside the Italian Prime Minister's office. And U.S.-led troops kill at least three Afghan civilians in the country's east. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iran and English News with me, Niwa Chitsos. The Iranian president has warned of plots hatched by Erdogan powers to create discord among regional nations and to disintegrate regional countries. Addressing a large gathering in the northwestern city of Tabriz, East Azerbaijan province, on Sunday, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, all nations must be vigilant because Erdogan powers want to pit everyone against each other and break up Iraq, Syria and Pakistan. The president stated that regional nations should protect their countries and rights through negotiations. He warned that enemies are turning the wealth of nations into bombs and weapons, adding that it is obvious they want to create conflict in East Asia. He noted that the era of Erdogan powers has come to an end, and their plots will not save them as the future belongs to the nations. The Iranian foreign minister says the Islamic Republic of Iran is ready to host a quartet foreign ministers meeting comprising Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Iran to help resolve Syrian crisis. Ali Akbar Salehi said foreign ministers of Iran, Egypt, Turkey and Saudi Arabia have discussed the issue and have reached good results on Syria. Salehi regretted that every day a number of innocent people are victimized in Syria and it is responsibility of the neighboring states to end bloodshed in the country. He also said Iran has established broad-based relations with Egypt after the country's revolution. Elsewhere, Salehi called on the representative of the P5+1 group to contact Iran's chief nuclear negotiator and set the date and venue for a new round of talks. Iran and the P5+1 have held several rounds of talks mainly over the Iranian nuclear energy program. Before their second meeting in Almaty, the two sides had already met in the Kazakh city on February 26 and 27. The Iranian permanent representative to the United Nations and the head of the non-aligned movement group at the UN has called for holding a meeting of United Nations General Assembly on disarmament and participation with heads of countries. Mohammad Khazai, on behalf of NAM Group at the UN, met with President of the United Nations General Assembly and talked with them on the importance of holding meeting of the Assembly in September. He also urged the UN to do its best to organize the meeting with an extensive participation of UN members. Khazai also noted that nuclear arsenals in the world are in the possession of few big countries and stressed on the significance of disarmament. Exports of Iran's natural gas to Iraq from South Fars fields would increase the country's annual foreign exchange income by $5 billion. The comment was made by Iranian foreign minister addressing a group of directors from oil industries. Rostam Qasemi said Iran's natural gas exports to Iraq from two South Fars fields would begin at most by the next 2 months. Briefing the audience on the ministry's policies on Sunday in provinces Chaparhar district after U.S.-led soldiers opened fire on people working on a farmland. The U.S.-led troops shot and killed the civilians, including two children, after they came under fire by unknown people. U.S.-led foreign forces killed 17 civilians in the eastern province of Kunar last month. Civilian casualties have long been a source of friction between the Afghan government and U.S.-led foreign forces and have dramatically increased anti-U.S. sentiments in Afghanistan. The United States and its allies invaded Afghanistan in October 2001 as part of Washington's so-called War on Terror. The offensive removed the Taliban from power, but insecurity continues to rise across the country despite the presence of thousands of U.S.-led troops. Now, Zionist warplanes have carried out three airstrikes on Palestinian targets in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian witnesses said the Zionist aircraft bombarded areas in the southern town of Khan Yunus, a near town of Rafah in southern Gaza during the early hours of Sunday. There have been no reports of casualties. The Zionist regime military confirmed the airstrikes. In early April, Tel Aviv also conducted airstrikes in Gaza for the first time since the truce ended an 8-day Israeli war on the Palestinian territory in November 2012. Over 160 Palestinians, including women and children, were killed and about 1,200 others were injured in the Israeli attacks from November 14 to 21. Gaza has been blockaded by Israel since June 2007, a situation that has caused a decline in the standard of living, unprecedented levels of unemployment, and unrelenting poverty. The regime of Tel Aviv denies about 1.7 million people in Gaza their basic rights, such as adequate health care and education. A protest was held in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka over working conditions in the clothing industry. The protest came after an illegally constructed building collapsed on Wednesday and left at least 377 dead. Protesters formed a human chain outside the office of the Bangladesh Garments Manufacturing Association, chanting slogans and holding banners. Protest organizers said the government had deliberately delayed rescue operations.
We believe that the whole rescue operation was delayed following a government order, because this government has no ability to bear the burden of the death of 2,000 to 3,000 workers.
About 200 armed men surrounded the foreign ministry building in the Libyan capital Tripoli on Sunday. According to Libyan military officials, nearly 40 trucks armed with machine guns and anti-aircraft guns surrounded the ministry. The armed men have demanded the foreign ministry to ban remnants of the former regime of Muammar Gaddafi from holding key posts and to hire those who helped oust the longtime ruler. The group of armed men prevented the ministry's employees from entering the building, paralyzing work for the day. Trade unions in Greece have planned to stage a protest rally ahead of a parliament vote on a bill that will amount to unprecedented job cuts in the public sector if approved. Greece's Civil Service Trade Confederation, ADIDI, also called for an anti-austerity gathering in front of the parliament in Athens to express outrage at politicians who are dismantling the public service and destroying the welfare state. Earlier in the day, the Greek parliament began to discuss the bill, which provides for the removal of 15,000 civil servants by 2014 in an effort to meet conditions set by the debt-ridden country's international creditors for billions in bailout loans. Scientists in Germany have developed an interactive floor that can sense the pressure from the feet of those standing on it. The 8-square-meter interactive floor can sense everything going on above it, and with the help of a high-definition projector, it can mirror reality with the help of avatars, set up a football game, or simply just track the movements of the people and objects on the floor. The floor is set up with LED lights and pressure-sensitive foam.
So this is CryoDSpace, a high-resolution pressure-sensing floor that sees what's in contact with the floor, such as my shoe imprints, when someone is standing or sitting on the floor. It can detect furniture, and from this pressure flat view, it infers what's going on in the room above. So the floor gets all this information about my movements in the room here in 3D from just the flat pressure imprints. So as you can see, as I lift my foot, the other foot is actually moving along. And mind that we don't use any cameras here. The only thing we get is the contacts with the floor. So we look at how my pressure distribution changes and then infer what I might be doing here standing in the real world.
And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of iRyan in English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.